In the early 20th century, sales of sheet music produced a steady source of income for composers and music publishers. But radio changed all that. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston sat down with a legal expert to learn how.
Collecting royalties from the sales of sheet music could be controlled. But intellectual property lawyer Gary Rosen says making music available to everyone over the airwaves for free was as disruptive to the music industry as the internet has been. Back in the early 1900s, composers saw radio broadcasts as a threat to their creativity and their livelihoods. A threat, Rosen emphasizes, that copyright law was designed to prevent.
Copyright is given not as a gift to the composers, but it's meant to benefit the public by spurring creativity.
The music industry and popular composers like John Philip Sousa concluded that a radio broadcast was a public performance of their copyrighted works. They demanded that the radio industry begin to pay royalties, and they banded together to enforce their rights in a way that avoided a logistical nightmare.
Their solution was to form this performing rights organization in which they pooled their copyrights and then licensed them on what's called a blanket basis.
The American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, or ASCAP, was the first blanket licensing organization. Rosen says blanket copyright licenses for radio have worked the way they were intended.
And the fact that a mechanism was formed to actually enforce that performance right and create an income stream for composers has had a tremendous impact on the quality and the variety of American music, popular, jazz, classical.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.